This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, Adel, Aaron, I got a pitch for you.
Okay.
Okay, look. Hi, we were in the middle of some. Okay, go ahead.
We've been talking around.
Sorry, James Cameron, why don't you head out to the waiting room and we'll see you in five. What was your idea, JPC?
It can't possibly be Cameron. He shot those movies concurrently. He doesn't have another project for like 10 and a half years.
Yeah, that's we're getting started this early. That's how we'll keep an eye out for 2038.
Let's just say it's pre-Titanic.
Pre-Titanic can still get you pregnant. That's exactly the kind of shit I wanted to talk to you guys about because Look at this. This is episode 204, okay? I've been thinking about this since our 200th episode. And what has happened? What has happened since our 200th episode? We've been doing the same old, same old. We got Uncle Santa in there. We got Dr. Chameleon in there. Pretzel Jesus showed up. Little Monkey Bones. We're running through the classics.
We did that 911 bit that everyone hated.
That's true. We're not doing is we're not giving air for some new characters and some new listeners. I think that what we need is we need an absolute reset point in the podcast where we can bring in a clean slate of new listeners. New listeners can be like, I want to listen to this podcast. I'm intimidated. There's so many episodes. People are like, no. 204. 204 is the start of?
Repilot.
2.0.
Season 2.
Oh,
you're picking,
interesting. Okay.
You're picking a number as random as 204 when you could have easily picked a number as clean as 200.
So here's what happened is I got COVID and then we had to push everything back.
Yes. Okay. I see. Here's what I'll ask JPC.
Yeah, Adel, please. You first.
Yeah, I was going to say, JPC, I think this is an interesting idea. I don't know if I'm on board fully. I think it's interesting. My one concern is that the three of us are so lazy that we love to lean on our own.
Yes.
We like to lean on our old bullshit. And
I thought about
what
that.
You're proposing is we have to come up with a whole new bag of bullshit?
Adel, I would never make you come up with new bullshit. In fact, we don't even need you for the show anymore. Aaron, same for you. I think that Adelify Aaron Keefe, that's great. It was very funny, very played out, and people don't need it anymore.
So I guess my big question was, does season 3 start at episode 404 or 408? Is not
It'll
important.
Be 408. It's every 204 will be another season.
Okay.
So we need to worry about that. We need to worry about that at 408. So I've emailed you guys your new characters. So I want you two to be involved in the podcast. But I think that Aaron and Adel have so much baggage, so much personal stories. Like
you're telling
with them.
Me, sister.
Yeah, we're going to clear them out. We're going to clear them out. But not because they're bad, but because we can insert some new characters at maybe some different age
Fresh
points.
Fresh blood, sure.
And really find some attractive points for some new listeners who might want to consider jumping into the podcast with these, you know, kind of new hosts and their energy.
I got invited to a party. I got another email where I got invited to a party. It feels so good. But this is also here.
That was not for me.
And I got an email that I was just uninvited from a party.
Well, parties have lists. They're finite things. It's not like energy. It's not the, you know, an equal and opposite reaction and all of that stuff. So I want you guys to take some time. I want you to familiarize with yourself with your character. Ask me lots of questions because it's gonna be really important that you capture your target demo. Okay.
Okay.
Adel, why don't you go first? Just go ahead and read your character, and then if you have questions, we can kind of sort through.
Yes. Yeah, I just opened it, and I don't love it.
Okay, that's an initial reaction, but we're going to go deeper, so just go ahead, whenever you're ready.
I'm already crying.
Okay, and this is like, So you've been reading a lot of online like buzzwords like branding and stuff like that.
So what we're capturing a demographic is what we're looking for. And this is a character that's going to capture that demographic.
Okay. My new character is Nassim Harmonica.
Okay, great. Nassim Harmonica, I like that.
Okay, so here's my description. You are a 19-year-old college student at Northwestern University studying animal husbandry and particle physics.
Perfect, good.
Okay, appealing to maybe a younger demographic.
That's great. Yeah, you're going to go for, you're going to be part of our Zoomer demographic.
Uh-huh. Our science listeners also, I love it.
Your family is a mix of Palestinian and American farm folk.
Yeah,
that's not totally off.
So we bring in some Middle Eastern listeners. We also bring in the farmers of America.
The heartland, the Rust Belt. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering why Adel wasn't able to get that demographic, but it's fine. We'll
because I come from farmers and Palestinians. You have an easy smile and a cavalier charm.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Cavaliers are kind of bad this year, so that sucks to hear.
I don't necessarily know that Nassim knows a ton about sports, so don't worry about that as much.
Gotcha. You're soft-spoken, but you mean what you say. You take your coffee with two sugars, two Splenda, two Stevia, and always two go.
Oh, yeah, that's not with a good. Two. That's not going to be good.
Now, I know what you're thinking. You think that sounds like a gross coffee because it has too many fake types of sugar and real sugar in it, but I think it works for you, for this character.
Okay, and since Adel is playing this new character, he has to drink his coffee that way from now on.
I would appreciate it for the show.
Okay.
Yeah, for the show.
Okay, well... I'll dip my toes in this.
And also, I just want to make sure we're not calling Nassim Harmonica the new character, and we're just using his full name, Nassim Harmonica, so we can get used to
Nassim Harmonica.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and actually, you could probably call me a fun little nickname, because his name is N-A, and then the rest, and then H-A, and the rest. You could probably call him Naha.
Oh, Naha.
Naha Hank.
Barry, hey Barry, do you mind Barry. Shooting some people with your gun like a sniper head? Like exploding their heads with like the bullets that come from the gun? Do you mind, Barry?
I had no idea that that guy was written to be killed in the first episode, and he was cracking up everyone on set so much that they made him a mainstay of the show.
Kind of wild.
Nassim, I would love to hear more about you.
Yeah, please.
Yes,
more
yes,
about
yes. Sorry,
you.
Sorry. So, Naha, you tell people you drive a hybrid, but that's because you have a Nissan Sentra that's been welded to a Ford F-150.
So, that's a hybrid still. I love that for you, Nassim, because it's a hybrid and it still makes sense.
Okay, now I have to ask JPC, is this bumper to tail? Is this hood to hood? Is this door to door?
So these are prompts, but they're not prescriptive. So I think that I think the car can be whatever you're imagining it to be, because I want you to live in it. I want this to be lived in.
Okay. I think it's the truck, and then the Nissan Sentra is welded upside down on top. So
upside
if I ever flip my truck, if I'm ever out mudding, which is a lot of what farmer kids do. If you're ever out mudding and you flip your car, immediately you're fine. You're in a
Love sedan. That. Love that. Okay.
I don't know how you drive.
I want someone to animate that.
If you're behind the wheel of the truck and the car flips, I don't know how suddenly you're in the driver's seat for the Nissan.
Well, because it's not like it's two roofs. You take out one, the roof of both. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
And you know who I bet has a pretty good idea of how it all works?
Nassim.
Naha. Okay, we must get to the rest of this character.
Please.
Your favorite movie is Hitch, but you've never finished it.
Oh, that's the best part of the end. That's where the heart comes in. Okay.
You like to use your hand to melt candy bars before you eat them.
That makes them soft.
Okay.
And GPC, you don't like these things. This is Nassim Harmonica.
This is Nassim.
I am not judging Nassim because this is a real person. This is his life. So I'm not judging that.
Sure. Okay.
And has Nassim Pedrad been contacted to possibly play this character?
Yes. Nassim Pedrad will be paying this character.
Oh, okay. Saddle Street. Money. Okay, great. Good.
Cash money.
Well, Nassim Pedrad is famously busy playing, I want to say, like a 12-year-old boy in a sitcom.
I think so, right? Is that?
Yeah.
That's a show.
Tony or I can't remember the name. It's back to Nassim. You had the idea for Young Sheldon 3 years before it became a TV show.
That's cool.
Is it cool? Because that's just a young version of a character that exists on TV. It's not like he thought of the Big Bang Theory before.
I think he thought of a lot of the side characters, too. I think he had a fully realized idea.
Sounds
he
like
thought about Young
idea.
Monk, Young Barry.
Okay, Nassim, please continue.
Your allergist says you take too many showers. You like your music loud, your car is fast, and your pizza toppings loose and sloppy.
Yeah, not really baked on, just kind of on there.
Yeah. I will
Aaron,
say,
that's your
Nassim,
friend.
Sorry, Nassim Harmonica.
I will say, ever since I watched Billy Madison, I love the term sloppy. Because that lunch lady is like, I know you boys like them nice and sloppy. Lady, you're scaring us. Your favorite book is the novelization of Good Burger to Go, the fully written but never produced sequel to Good Burger.
I did own that book as a child, and it is wild that it's a book.
That's a real thing?
That's a real book, and it's your favorite book this year.
That's right. You always pay an exact change. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun, but obviously neurotic. You have a conspiracy theory for everything.
Always kind of gives you an out in a conversation, you know?
You have a tattoo of that owl from the Tootsie Pop commercial.
Yeah. And you're young, so you don't even get the reference.
One, to who, three.
Yeah.
I always hated how that the owl, I think what they were going for in the 60s or whenever that was made was that the owl says the word to as if he's hooting. So he says, to who?
Mm-hmm.
You don't hate it though, Adel. Nassim.
Yeah, Nassim loves it.
Well, okay. I was just going to say, it always upset me.
But this is good because you're getting out of Adel and you're getting into Nassim.
Yes. Get out of my car, get into Nassim. You are studious, discerning, and an eternal optimist. Oh, I can't die.
Mm-hmm.
You are Nassim Harmonica.
I love Nassim Harmonica. Welcome to the show, Nassim
Harmonica.
Welcome,
Nassim.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, you're going
to
bring us a whole new crop of listeners. I really like it.
Oh, speaking of crop, did I tell you that the soy came in?
All
right. Okay, so that's one. Adel, I'm guessing that you love it now. Nassim? I guess you're pretty happy with who you are as a person, huh?
Absolutely. I'm 19 years old. I'm going to live forever.
Okay.
I'm an eternal optimist. I can't die.
All right. So, Aaron, would you like to say goodbye to Aaron and hello to...
Veronica Peppermints. Now, let's see how this goes. Veronica Peppermints, you are 47 years old. You like making dolls that look like people you've met.
So this is great, Aaron, because this is now an older demographic for you.
Love it.
Veronica Peppermints is capturing this like more like Elder Gen Z or Elder Gen X. Elder Gen X.
Can I just say, this is Nassim here. Can I just say, I really love that I am the youngest one on the show and Veronica is the oldest. I think
that is annoying.
That feels good.
I have to look at my actions.
It's a fun change up.
You like making dolls that look like people you've met. Uh-huh. Got it. You are Korean. Now,
I know you're going to have issue with this, Aaron. Here's the thing.
What?
Here's the thing. You were born in Korea. Your parents are, you're like a military brat. They're from Boston, okay? You just happen to be born in Korea. Aaron, we need this. We have to bring the Asian markets in.
Korea. I'm Korean by birth certificate.
By birth only.
That's still confusing.
Like Charlize Theron.
She's South African. She's technically African.
Okay. This is a nightmare for me.
Okay.
But
you're 47. Just live in it.
Okay. I've always wanted to visit South Korea. So
great.
They got great cinema, TV over there. Okay. So I'm happy to be.
I didn't say South Korea. I didn't really want to pigeonhole which South, North. It doesn't matter.
Aaron,
so I was born in North Korea.
It doesn't matter.
You're leaving out the North demographic.
I'm sorry. Okay. I am Aaron. You are, or no, I'm not Aaron. Veronica Peppermint.
You're Veronica Peppermint.
You are Korean. I can't believe you put that in. You have 11 nieces and nephews. Fun.
Okay. That is fun.
You've never had confectioner's sugar because you believe that's somehow different from powdered sugar, which it's not.
Yeah, they're the same sugar, Aaron.
It's different.
And with the last name peppermints, that's so sad.
Veronica, it's the same sugar. You've had confectioner's sugar.
No, I haven't. I've only had powdered sugar.
I love it. Very good.
Thank you.
Very
I'm getting up to character. You've been trapped in IKEA 3 times. Why does it feel like Nassim's character is very good at things. I doesn't feel like Veronica's very okay. You were
well. Yeah, first of all, now it's not trapped in IKEA 3 times. It's trapped in 3 different IKEAs. So it certainly at that point, Veronica doesn't really seem like your fault, does it?
No,
seems like someone's doing it to you.
And part of it could have been heroic. Like maybe it was being robbed, and you stayed inside and tried to like hunt down the robbers.
That's true.
Thank you, Nassim Harmonica. That's so nice of you.
You're welcome, Veronica Peppermint.
You were a paid extra at Katie Holmes's 35th birthday party.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's sad. I feel
no,
like
you got
probably,
day right.
I know, but I feel like she probably could have had enough friends there. And how many people did she want to seem like were there?
I don't know, Veronica. You were there, we weren't. So I don't know.
Yeah, you tell us.
Okay. Well, you're...
That happened to you.
There's a lot more ground to cover. I think I'm about a third the way through.
Okay.
You're a retired sniper and a 10-time winner of the Staten Island Chili Cook-Off, but you've never submitted the same recipe twice.
Whoa.
Okay,
that's
cool.
So weird that I brought up snipers earlier.
Yeah.
So I'm not a sniper anymore.
No, you're retired.
And I've never submitted the same recipe twice.
Yeah,
but I've
you're
won
really
10
good at chili.
Times.
10 times.
10 different kinds of chili.
10 different recipes, oh I'd say. That's what it says.
And Aaron, that kind of helps loop into possibly why you were trapped in IKEA, because maybe when you win the chili cook-off, maybe 1 year the prize was to be trapped inside an IKEA.
Thank
yeah.
you.
They've just recycled that prize 3 years in a row.
For 20 minutes and whatever you grab, you own.
Your favorite band is Hoobastank. No, it's
cool.
not.
Okay, Veronica.
Oh, okay.
Come on. We see the tattoo.
You're brand loyal, but you can't remember... to which brands? Okay,
I love that little detail for you, because I do love brand loyalty, but it's you're at the store and you're like, am I like a Nabisco person or am yeah. I? Ah, damn.
I want. There was a point in my life. This is in the seam here. When I was 17, which is just 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
For 3 months, my whole personality was Jelly Bellies, where I was just like, you know what? I love Jelly Bellies. That's gonna be my whole personality. It's all I would say. It's all I would eat. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Then I had a huge heart attack.
And that was
and
that was
during, 17.
Yeah, that was what the 17. So that was like May of 2020. That was like right into the beginning
bad,
of COVID.
Wow,
bad time.
Okay, sad. Time.
Sure.
You hate the word moist, but you love the word soaking.
Interesting.
Okay. You have a pet frog named Mr. Millionaire.
Okay, that's cool for you, Veronica.
I like that.
I like that.
Mr. Millionaire.
Nothing wrong with that. A pet frog named Mr. Millionaire. That sounds like it has a story.
It's funny because that feels like the what's the WG frog is like Warren G frog or something.
It's like WG Du Bois or something like that. It's like a terrible taste.
It does feel like that frog's name should be Mr. Millionaire.
I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but I'm super jealous of Veronica Peppermint. Mr. Millionaire, a frog? I'm so jealous.
You are Veronica Peppermint.
Does this JPC, I guess I should ask Veronica. Does your frog, Mr. Millionaire, have a top hat and a monocle?
He has both, and he was born with both. That's what's inspired the name.
Wow.
Yeah, the name was inspired by the dress.
Exactly. You've never been married, but you have lived with a man named Steve for the last 23 years. And you introduce him to people at parties as your right-hand man.
As what, Veronica Peppermint?
As my right-hand man.
Okay.
Aww. You might be common law.
I think in 23 years, you could be common law. Steve sounds nice. Now this means, remember, you can't talk about Sean anymore. Now it's Steve.
That's fine.
And you've got a long history.
That's going to be tough.
And it's a long history.
So I met a man when I was 24. We've never been married. We live together, though, and I call him my right-hand man.
Yeah.
Those are just the lyrics to Mr. Bojangles.
Okay. You're right.
I met a man when I was 24. He danced for me.
Oh, you're right, Nassim. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, bring it home, Veronica.
You are impulsive, romantic, and eternally awesome.
Yeah.
Curious.
We both are eternal.
You are Veronica Peppermint. Can I just read this all again very quickly?
You
are Veronica Peppermint. You are 47 years old. You like making dolls that look like people you've met. You are Korean. You have 11 nieces and nephews. You've never had confectionery's sugar, but you believe that is somehow different from powdered sugar, which it's not. It is. You've been trapped in three IKEAs. You were a paid extra at Katie Holmes' 35th birthday party. You're a retired sniper and a 10-time winner of the Staten Island Chili Cook-Off, but you've never submitted the same recipe twice. Your favorite band is Hoobastank. You're brand loyal, but you can't remember to which brands. You hate the word moist, but you love the word soaking. You have a pet frog named Mr. Millionaire. You've never been married, but you've lived with a man named Steve for the last 23 years, and you introduce him to people at parties as your right-hand man. You are impulsive, romantic, and eternally curious. You are Veronica Peppermint. Does she have the same voice as me?
I think for ease of access, yes.
Great.
Because she was going to have Korean voice, but you kind of nixed that. So,
absolutely not.
I think same voice, that's totally fine because it's all about bringing in that audience, that target demographic. You're going after these elder Gen Z crowd, maybe people who like chili, IKEA, snipers. We're trying to branch out and bring in new listeners.
And
does
Nassim Harmonica have the same voice as Adel?
Because Aaron's too scared to do the accent, can I speak like my dad does?
I think Nassim, yes, you could choose whichever accent you feel comfortable.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmid Din.
Okay, stop doing noho hake.
Yeah. Barry.
Okay, now I know what you're thinking. I think you're thinking, JPC, this is kind of unfair.
JPC, this is kind of unfair.
Because we have to be these new people, these new characters. We have to make up these new lives, and you stay the same. Well, I wasn't doing it to be unfair.
Uncle
I was not
Santa?
Doing it to be no. I was not doing it to be unfair. I was doing it because I already cover a key demographic. We can't lose me because
what's
then
that?
We lose that. I'm glad you asked, Aaron.
Maniacs.
The demographic that I cover is male-identifying and non-binary people between the ages of 18 and 54 who have one, if not all, of the following predilections and/or perversions. Mouth stuff, butt stuff, back of the envelope stuff, tub thumping, dry humping, wet clumping, klismophilia, people who earnestly say, that's so funny, instead of laughing, Family Guy porn, family porn for guys, voyeurism, exhibitionism, patriotism, necromancy, feeling fancy, feeling up mannequins, Europhilia, Eurovisionphilia, Disney adultism, hot wiping, cool treating, dairy queening, spider worship, saying, wow, like Owen Wilson, rheumatoid arthritis, peridium swiping, doomsday prepping, tailgating, Roblox, roadhead, antique roadshow head, treasure hunting, renting Tom Holland's Uncharted for $1, watching the whole thing and wishing you had that dollar back, pickleback shots, enjoying blowjobs, being a sexual little rascal, and reverse farting. Without me, we lose all of those perverts. So we gotta keep me. So we gotta keep me on the show.
And for anyone who fell under any of those titles, we thank you for your support, and we wish you tell a friend at one of your next parties.
Yeah, next time you're watching Antique Roadshow with all your friends.
No.
Oh my God, Antique I can't breathe.
Antique Roadhead.
Antique Roadshow Head. Antique Roadshow Head.
Is there anyone left on planet Earth that doesn't fall into one of those categories?
All the people that you're covering. So
oh, great.
It's three slices of the pie. We're covering it from all angles. Okay.
So I get the women introducing their partners at parties as their right-hand man. That's me? Okay, got it.
So you cover mostly everything. Aaron's got Korean snipers. I have Palestinian farmers. I think we're good.
Okay.
I guess I also get people who forgot to button their pants after they go to the bathroom. I just look down and my pants are just full open.
Okay. So real quick, let's take a pause. All right, we'll step out of our characters. We'll all step out of our characters. Adeline and Aaron back. We've been going a little while into season two. I just want to get a temperature check. What do you think? What are your thoughts? Is this the right direction for the show? Yeah. I'm also, if we want to say scrap it, we scrap it.
Yeah. Here's my biggest concern. And it actually has nothing to do with Nassim Harmonica, who I love and adore and aspire to be. My concern is, JPC, the list of the demographic that you cover seems to be a lot of, there's just a lot of interesting outliers in terms of, I'm scared now to do live shows because if I have to shake hands and meet these people and take pictures with them, and of course they'll make the front page of the news at some point. With all their little, hobbies and,
These are our little weirdos. Okay. You can't be terrified of our key demographic because if we lose them, we lose the show.
I'm afraid of their power.
We need to keep these people entertained.
JPC, is there a way, like if we start calling our fans, specifically the listeners that you cover, if we start calling them like mommy's
little... Could you just do that list again?
Oh, yeah. So these are people who suffer from many of the following predilections or perversions. We got mouth stuff, butt stuff, back of the envelope stuff, tub thumping, dry humping, wet clumping, klismophilia, people who earnestly say that's so funny instead of laughing, Family Guy porn, family porn for guys, voyeurism, exhibitionism, patriotism, necromancy, feeling fancy, feeling up mannequins, Europhilia, Eurovisionphilia, Disney adultism, hot wiping, cool treating, dairy queening, spider worship, saying wow like Owen Wilson, rheumatoid arthritis, peridium swiping, doomsday prepping, tailgating, Roblox, roadhead, antique roadshow head, treasure hunting, renting Tom Holland's Uncharted for $1, watching the whole thing and wishing you had that dollar back. Pickleback shots, enjoying blowjobs, being a sexual little rascal, and reverse farters.
And those are all things that describe you.
And Adel, you want to call them.
If we call them like mommy's little maniacs or something.
Oh, sure.
Then that way we have a built-in at arm's length approach to them where when they inevitably do something terrible, we say, we called them maniacs.
Yeah, these are mommy's little maniacs, and I think that's fine. I think a lot of our listeners call me mommy unintentionally. It just kind of comes out anyway, so I'm fine being mommy.
It's like calling your teacher mom.
It's true.
So I'm comfortable being Nassim Harmonica as long as from this point forward we call all of our fans mommy's little maniacs.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, Nassim.
T-shirts?
No, Nassim.
Of course.
Paddle? Thank you.
I do think, Nassim, also, you should have something for your fans, because you're bringing in a whole different demographic. So you have, like, Naha, right? You're Nassim Harmonica, Naha.
Yeah, Naha.
So what are you going to call your fans? Because I think it's important that your fans have a name so they can identify.
It's a great idea.
Okay, so my fans, let's see here.
So, like, we're just spitballing, like, the Nassim like you.
I think something to do with sugar. So maybe like sugar butts,
yeah.
Like sugar butts, or I mean, sugar tits is a phrase, but I'm not terribly fond of it. So I feel like sugar freaks.
Yeah, that
sugar
works.
Psychos, sugar
sugar
sluts,
lumps,
sugar sluts.
Sugar.
Oh,
okay.
That's
so
good.
We can't have a judgment
so
on it, because that's for Gen Z. So Nassim's fans are going to be the sugar sluts,
which I think was Bjork's first band.
Uh huh. Really? You shouldn't know that, Nassim. You're 19. Mine'll be Bobby's Little Maniacs and Veronica Peppermints. What do you think that your fans are going to want to identify as?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking. Mm-hmm.
This is tough. It is tough.
Mr. Millionaire's Angels.
Okay, that's a motorcycle club if I've ever heard of one.
And Aaron, you just made up a term for MMA, Mr. Millionaire's Angels.
Oh, perfect.
We're going to get a lot. And JPC, to your point, that helps encapsulate some of the mixed martial arts community.
Okay.
Because if people are saying MMA and they're like, I like MMA, let me listen to this podcast, and it's actually Mr. Millionaire's Angels, they'll be like, well, I'm already here, I'm listening.
I am so proud of us. I am so proud of how many of our bases we are covering here.
Well, GPC, I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Before we move on.
Sure.
So you've clearly done some exhaustive research. Sorry, exhausting research to listen to.
Thank you.
Is there any like random one category that the three of us somehow managed to not cover? Like, it's impossible to get. Like, is there any blind spots that we should be worried about demographic wise?
The only demographic blind spot between the three of our characters that is not addressed by our personality?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Scottish circus artists?
Hillary Clinton?
Hillary Clinton?
No, I listed both of those. If those were left off of my list of perversions, they should have been on there.
Oh, okay.
The only one that we don't have coverage on between the three of us is liking and doing riddles. Which brings me to my next point. The show, format of the show, stays exactly the same. If anything, the only thing that changes is instead of 10 minutes of wasted time at the top, it's more like 29.
Interesting.
Oh.
Well, can I say, since Adel and Aaron are no longer on the show, since they've been kicked off, essentially, aren't they going to be so curious that they're going to listen to the podcast? I miss Aaron. Aren't they going to be so curious about what's happening with the show continuing without them that they're going to check in? And so they do cover that demographic?
Oh, you know what? I think that you misunderstand what's happening here. You're still playing that character.
Oh, Adam. Right. Okay.
Your life, it's not a separate situation.
I'm in too deep.
Two different
directions. I've been watching Severance, and I thought for a minute that, okay, I'm sorry.
So here's what we're going to do.
Can I get the Severance thing? Because I'd rather not remember this.
Don't worry, Aaron. 10 episodes from now, this will all be a distant dream. We won't remember any of this happening.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You want to pay $5 million to have a surgery for you to forget 30 minutes of your life?
Yeah.
Out of time.
Take my money, baby.
Please.
Oh my God. I would get that surgery because then I could listen to the podcast and be like, these guys are hilarious.
Yeah.
I took us up.
JPC, so the format stays exactly the same. Does that mean are we still taking breaks, or are breaks going the way of the dodo?
No. We're going to take a break, and we will join you back after this break with some riddles and more of season two of Hey Riddle Riddle.
I'll see you sugar sluts soon.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping. and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back to Hey Riddle Riddle Season 2. Quick bit of administrative nonsense to get up to at the beginning of the second half. We did decide that we're going to scrap all that we did in the first half. And Nassim and Veronica Peppermint, that was a terrible idea. I take full accountability for that.
We did. And if you saw a tweet or Instagram post by us, what happened was we tweeted out and Instagrammed out the first 30 minutes of this episode. Mm-hmm. And the response we got was abhorrent. It was.
Yeah.
You know, that sounded like just the most horrible scream you've ever heard in your life. Mm-hmm. Every time we opened the internet on our phones, that's the sound we heard. So
this one's on me. I take full accountability for that. We're going to just continue. Sorry. We apologize.
Actually, JPC, Aaron and I have been talking during the break, and we feel like because you brought up this new cool idea, it was fun at the time.
Sure.
Who knew? It was a different It was a different time 30 minutes ago. It was okay to do and say those things. Aaron and I talked about it, and we feel like it's probably best for us to kind of sever ties and go our own ways.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to be replacing you.
Gotcha. That's smart.
And
I'm going to email you your new character, right?
It's Little Santa Bones.
This seems like maybe a rehashing of some other characters. I'm fine with it.
I just
emailed you the description of your new character.
It's better that I go away. I have a lot of soul searching to do. So It's really better. It's better this way. Okay.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it right here. Okay, here's my new character. You are Veronica Peppermints. You are 47 years old. You like, hold on a second.
What? Are you accusing me of just forwarding you my character? Adam, send him the backup character idea.
Okay. First of all, I will say, I have no problem being Veronica Peppermints. I do think that people obviously didn't like it much the first time. And so I don't think it was Aaron's telling of it that people didn't respond to. I think it was entirely my telling of it that was the problem. So... Oh, I'm just getting another one from Adel. Okay. Here we go. New season 2 character for JPC. You are Nassim Harmonica. You are a 19-year-old college student. I don't know that I should play Nassim Harmonica.
Okay, I got a new one. I got a new one for you. Sent it off to you.
Okay. Now that it's happening to me, I can see that maybe making you guys cold read some characters maybe wasn't the best idea.
No, like I said,
having a slice of your own pie, huh? Taste of your own medicine.
Okay, well, we got a new one here from Aaron. This one just says, Frodo Baggins is a fictional character in J.R.R.
Tolkien's
writings and one of the protagonists of The Lord of the Rings. Maybe not for that one. Ooh, another email from Adel right here says, new character, says, like JPC, but green. Green PC, we can certainly try to adjust that.
It won't come up a ton in the audio, but people will know.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we pull an Audible, and why don't we read...
Whoa. We turned down their contract.
Yeah. Why don't we pull an Audible and sell the podcast for $40 million? Why don't we pull a Spotify and all fucking buy a fucking island together?
I got one more character for you.
We can do one more character, and then I think I have a pivot that might really help the Jeremy direction pivot. Of the show. Great. I'm actually pretty psyched about what this pivot might be.
Great. This is the last one, I promise.
I'm glad that you guys bought into this season two idea, because I thought, you know, I explained it to Mariah. She says, I don't get it. It doesn't sound funny. Maybe don't do that. Maybe it's confusing. But I think that season two, it's bringing us new listeners. And I think that's the important part.
I could see where someone of Mariah's ilk and emotional maturity would balk at the term spider worship.
And thank you. And thank you so much for saying that Mariah was ilk. She is feeling a lot better.
Good.
But you're right. She was very ilk for a very long time.
Last one.
Last one. I'm happy to do this because I think that the experimentation helps the show. It makes the show stronger.
Yeah.
So I am happy to. Okay, Aaron, we got this. Here we go. A character. This is an email from Aaron titled Character. It says, Ted Bundy. Theodore Robert Bundy was an American serial killer who kidnapped...
No, hold on. Ted Bundy is the dad from Married with Children.
Yes,
that's who I'll be.
What I
I'll
meant.
Be that. That's the one Aaron must have met.
That's what I meant. I did almost send that email to another coworker that would have been a disaster and could have gotten me fired.
An email that's just the bio line for Ted Bundy and no subject. No, it's
God,
a new character.
Hit another guy who has a similar first name as you. Oh. Almost sent that to the wrong place. That email here wasn't going to get me fired. There could have. Okay. Okay.
Ted, I found some more bodies in the backyard. Come on, pig. Hand in the pants.
Feed him to Alf. Here we go. You know what? We're going to try something different. We're going to try riddles. Why don't we try riddles? And this is a riddle that comes from Ryan. Ryan says, hey, this riddle is in an escape room I used to work for. We had to come up with lots of hints for when people just couldn't figure it out. And Ryan does say they used to work there, so we don't give a shit. You can blow up your whole employer's spot. You know what? Fuck them, right? Okay, so here's the riddle. He comes to bedsides, icy bridges, battlefronts, and crumbling ridges.
He comes all of that? Does he eat pineapple?
Must have had a big breakfast.
At all.
Sorry.
When he comes alone, taps a shoulder, then is gone.
So is this kind of a thing of like when there was one set of footprints in the sand, that was when Jesus carried me?
I don't remember Jesus coming on somebody.
Oh, my God.
All the time.
I think it's like that, but the answer is not Jesus.
Water and to come.
I think I have a thought, but can you read it again? I want to make sure it checks all the boxes.
Yes. He comes to bedsides, icy bridges, battlefronts, and crumbling ridges. When he comes alone, taps a shoulder, then is gone.
It's death.
It's death.
You are absolutely correct. This is death. As a bonus, this is something Orion includes. We got a lot of great answers to this question, including but not limited to God, an angel, the boogeyman, and Santa Claus. Well, Ryan, I know I can see what you're trying to do. You're trying to get us to do Uncle Santa, but guess what? It's season two, baby. We're only doing new stuff for the new listeners.
That's right. It's time for Chad Boogeyman.
Hey, what's up, my little goblins? It's me, Chad Boogeyman.
I'm Patricia God, and I'm trying to have it all.
All right. I want to see an interview.
You're back with the boogeyman and the god.
I want to see a scene. This is a scene. This is an interview between Patricia God and Chad Boogeyman. Chad Boogeyman, you're hiring Patricia God she's going to be a tire salesman at this tire store.
Thanks for coming back in, Patricia. We really liked your first interview and just wanted to kind of see what else you got.
Oh, thanks. Sorry I'm late. I went on a second date with a guy that I'm seeing, and I had to pick up my kids from soccer. I'm all over the place. I'm trying to have it all.
A second date with a guy you're seeing?
Yeah.
Weird way to phrase it. Anyway, I'm going to pull out some tires here, and all you have to do is identify them, and you're hired. Let's
Great.
Take a look at this first one, rolling it out.
Car tire.
Correct. Next one. Next one.
Oh, the tire in one of those bicycles that has a big wheel in the front and the little wheel in the back.
And this one is the...
Little wheel in the back.
That's right. And now this other one.
That's a tired man. Hello, sir.
Yes. Hello.
That's Frank Michelin. His family invented the tire.
So nice to meet you.
When I die, I'm going to be a star.
Oh, that's so lovely. I'm Patricia God.
Oh, nice to meet you, Patricia God.
Now,
goodbye.
Goodbye. He always says he's going to be a star, and I don't know if he means like up in the sky or like celebrity.
I think he means for restaurants.
Oh, the Michelin Guide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Patricia, let me look through your social media, and as long as there's nothing in here that would...
Oh, no.
What is this? You ran a marathon while baking cookies?
I'm trying to have it all.
Okay.
Patricia God, trying to have it all at once. She's Patricia God. Okay, stop it.
What they don't say about having it all is it means literally all of it, like working at a tire store, baking cookies, running a marathon.
Hold on. I didn't get my outro song.
Oh, please.
Oh, go ahead.
He's the boogeyman, and he's selling tires. That's all.
Sounds a lot like your dog characters. Is he a dog?
No, it doesn't.
Woof.
Guess I'm just not going to do my outro song.
Oh, come on, dears. Michelin, do it.
My name's Fred Michelin, and I'm going to be a star. When I die, I'm going to space, and I'm going to be formed out of gases and rocks. You were all
Yay!
Wrong. It's the space type of star. That's the star he'll be.
I think from this point forward, after every scene, every character needs a little outro song.
Of course.
I think that'll be fun and good.
Okay, well, speaking of
for
fun,
season
this
two.
Email...
Yeah.
That could be fun for season two. This email comes from Destiny. Destiny says, Hi, guys.
Hi.
Love the podcast. I've been listening to it on my way to work. I had to make up a bunch of what am I riddles for something I was working on and came up with more than I needed. So here's one of the extras.
What the heck is your job?
I know Destiny's giving us some runoff riddles. It's not even like I came up with a bunch of riddles. Here, use them on the show. It's I came up with a bunch of riddles and they're my little secrets.
Yeah, here's the runoff. That's so weird.
Here's the one that I just didn't need.
She might work for like Laffy Taffy or like a popsicle company.
It just says something I was working on, but it doesn't say for work. It just says, I mean, that could be anything, right?
Oh, maybe I see what's happening here. Destiny got the job that the last guy got fired from.
Oh, okay. Yep, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So he got fired for spilling the beans on the death riddle. So she got the new job and she's learned to keep her mouth shut.
Exactly.
Smart.
Oh, wow. And that's the economy. Destiny, I know this riddle's from 2018, but I hope you're still working that job at the Riddle Factory, making riddles for all the good little children out there in Riddle Land. All right, here's Destiny's riddle. It says, on my own, I'm third in line. With the twins, your eyesight's fine. My third form is alkaline. Careful not to miss a fine. What am I?
You're Prince William. He's third in line. He has a set of twins.
He's actually in the alkaline trio.
Aaron, give me this.
I'm sorry, Adel.
I'm
yes.
trying to have it all.
Adel's a nightmare to go to trivia night with. He goes, if I say it's true, then it's true.
He goes up and just talks through gritted teeth to the guy who's like volunteer running the trivia. And he's like, hey, man, I don't care if you want the point. Like, just
you
take
said
it,
the smallest country, and Latvia is the smallest country. Where the Pope lives is not a country.
Vatican City isn't a country.
It's
that
a
doesn't
city.
Make any sense.
It's in the
Sorry,
name,
where
city.
Is the bathroom?
So no, the answer is not whatever we just riffed on for a while.
So third in
it
line.
It never is. We never always is. Hope it is, but it's not. It
so
is.
Third in line, set of twins made of alkaline. And what was the other part?
My third form is alkaline. Careful not to mystifine. What am I?
Eyes.
Mystifine.
So with the twins, your eyesight's fine.
With the twins, your eyesight's fine. So twins would be, and twins, of course.
And twins, of course.
Contacts, saline solution, glasses.
I thought glasses.
LASIK.
Okay, so not really on the right track. Not really.
Is eyes part of it?
No, eyes is not part of it. It's not the answer. Well,
is it like weather, like fog or something?
Each one of the three lines at this points to a word, and the words will be the answer. So on my own, I'm third in line. With the twins, your eyesight's fine. My third form is alkaline. Careful not to misdefine what am I. I think careful not to misdefine is just another rhyme in there, but it's really those first three lines.
Are they numbers?
My third form is alkaline. Absolutely, clearly points to alkaline trio. Third trio, alkaline.
Exactly. You got Dan on bass.
Double.
It's not alkaline trio, but I do like that. I think that's a missed opportunity to have some alkaline trio play.
On my own, I'm third in line. So would that be like
focus
the letter
on that.
C?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes.
The letter C.
Yes.
Oh, it's so that's A, the first B, part. And C.
So on my own, I'm third in line. You got C.
Yeah. C, D.
With the twins, your eyesight's fine. My third form is alkaline.
C, C, and C.
Aaron, you have won a key to the music factory because it's C, C, and C.
I knew you were going to say that.
Never change. Never change. You'll
you never change.
Yes. So with the twins, twin E's, my eyesight's fine. It's C, S-E-E. And my third form is alkaline. The C, S-E-A-E, is alkaline. So C, C, and C.
I love
Music
it.
Music Factory.
Did they sing Good Vibrations?
Good Vibrations.
No, I'm sorry.
I do not know.
Keeping up Good Vibrations. Good, good. That was
they sing that one. Yeah, C, and C, Music Factory sing that version of Good Vibrations. Uh-huh,
and the Beach Boys stole it.
Fucking Beach Boys. Fucking Beach assholes. Boys. Okay, so that was Destiny. Thank you, Destiny, for that riddle. Here we go. These are some, I would say, brand new riddles. These are coming from Zach. Zach says, hey, gang, I've been listening to the podcast since the beginning. Thanks to Justin McElroy for the tip. And you're all doing a real fine job. I got a couple of puzzos, or maybe more along the lines of brain teasies to submit. And I'm almost certain that you haven't had them on the show yet. And again, this email comes from, this is April 2019. So that's,
wow.
It could be that we haven't done these yet. We probably have.
The night before 420, which I have a little poem here about. 'Twas the night before 420, and all through my pipe, I was cashed as hell and couldn't get out.
Yes, the rhyme, it comes home.
Piping,
get out.
Piping out.
Okay, so I would say that these are more like brain teasers. But yeah, you know, riddle is a wide umbrella. Here we go. Which state's two-letter postal code is also the last two letters in the state's name? I guess this also falls into the category of like just facts that you might need to know.
Are the two letters in the same order as they are in the state's name, or are they inversed?
Yes, they are in the same order.
Same order. Okay.
I had to put my hands up in my brain to do that, but yes, it's the state's two letter postal code is also the last two letters of the state's name in the same order.
Okay.
I want to get this one, so don't tell me.
I will not, and feel free to say as many states as you know, and I can tell you yes or no, basically. I'll be generous. I'll give you 49 guesses.
It's not Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, or Arkansas. It's not California. It's not Colorado.
These are great. Keep saying what it's not.
It's not Texas. Colorado. It's not Louisiana. It's not Illinois. It could be Ohio.
Delaware.
No.
I don't think it's Iowa.
Delaware.
Okay.
Hawaii,
Indiana. Iowa. These are all states.
Idaho.
You know the states pretty well.
Illinois.
At one point, Aaron, you were going alphabetical. Kansas. I loved that strategy, and then you kind of stopped.
I am going alphabetically. Indiana.
Colorado.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Illinois,
Oregon,
Indiana.
Montana.
Iowa.
Wyoming.
No. Kansas.
South Dakota.
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
K-Y.
Aaron, it's K-Y.
Give her some jelly.
Give me some chicken. Fried, please.
Some K-Y chicken?
K-Y jelly chicken.
Ew.
Oh, I use that whenever I get antique roadhead.
Ew.
K-Y jelly chicken. The chicken that goes down smooth.
That's a good tagline.
I'll take mine. Bone in. Come on. We can do this. More slogans for KY jelly chicken.
Let's see.
I'll take the breast and the
slide. Right
thank
down.
You.
Uh-huh,
yeah. Shove that bone right in my biscuit.
Yeah. Let me mouthfuck this chicken.
All right. That's a good one to end on.
And that's good to end on.
And that's big a good finale. One to end on.
It's my mouth. The yeah. chicken's fucking my mouth.
The chicken's fucking
with deliciousness. That's a tagline.
Okay, that's very good. The chicken's fucking my mouth. Season 2 of Hayward on Runaway. Here we go. Here's another one. This is another teaser. Another little teaser. The English language only has three words beginning with the letters DW. What are they?
The worst. The west.
The worst. And that's how the west was one. Worst.
Yeah.
So Zach also says, upon solving this, I found a fourth word, but some may consider it a slang word.
Dwayne.
It's not proper names, but yeah, I think that there are probably, Dwayne is definitely a name. That's correct. You are right.
Knock, knock.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, knock, knock, uh-huh, right? That's the way.
Knock, knock.
Uh-huh.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
Dwayne the bathtub, the baby's drowning.
Oh, no.
And oh, God, is really?
DW. Wow. I can't even.
So I will
Dwayne.
Say.
It's all names.
It's all names. I will say there are three. The three yeah. are, they all have a vowel right after the DW.
Sure.
And we got an A, an E, and an I.
A. Okay. A and E.
Let me see if I can get you to.
Dwell.
Aaron, dwell is nice. One of them. You got dwell. Nice. Good job.
Dwarf.
Dwarf what? Is the other one. So you've got two. You got dwarf and you have dwell, and there's only one left, and it's got an I.
Dwink.
D-W-I.
Thirsty. If you're thirsty, you need a dwink.
You just want a dwink if you're thirsty.
Dwindle. Dwindle.
Dwindle.
Dwindle. The fourth one, you are correct. You got, wow, you guys actually got them. I didn't actually have to give you any hints except even the vowel, but that's not really a hint.
That is a hint.
That was it.
Okay, that's a hit. It's a big hit. The one that they also came up with that was kind of slang is dweeb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really think people get called or call people dweebs anymore.
That's not true. That is not true.
Aaron, you fucking dweeb. Uh-oh, I feel like Aaron. Dweeb needs to come back. I also feel like geezer needs to come back.
Oh, that's fun. And, we used to call my sister Kathleen a dweeb.
Yeah.
But she's acting like geek. A dweeb.
I feel like if she acts like a dweeb, you gotta give her.
I think geek is a fun one that I don't hear anymore. I hear geek squad, but that's a positive.
Is it?
Is it? Oh, you can fix computers. Cool.
Okay,
I can dance.
Okay, Apple Genius Bar, calm down.
Okay, so this is going to be, we're going to see a scene where three coworkers are, or not even coworkers, three people in a similar industry, they're all commiserating at a bar after a long day shift. Adel, you are a member of the Geek Squad. Aaron, you are a member of the Apple Genius Bar. And I am the Baskin Robbins ice cream dweeb.
I'll be right back. I got to go take a geek.
Yeah, take one for me too. Yeah, another day, huh? Hey, cheers to you guys.
Cheers to you guys.
Hey, cheers to you guys.
And if you ever need any help with, like, computer stuff.
Truly, same here. If you ever need help with, like, computer stuff.
No.
No, come on.
From you?
Yeah, I mean, and if you guys have, obviously, it goes without saying, if you ever, like, need to know, like, what ice cream tastes like or what flavors.
Oh, no, we're fine.
Yeah, we're okay. What do you mean? When I text you, it's green, not blue. Why would I need computer help from?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just... Much better camera on the Android.
Says who? People
says,
who don't have Apple?
Wirecutter and TripAdvisor. Listen, TVs, computers, speaker systems,
being
dryers,
slick,
cleaners.
Being a part of the modern world.
A lot of people don't get it, but like rum raisin is like a really good flavor. I think people get turned off by the name.
Yeah.
But, like, the
no,
flavor.
No, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. No, I'm just saying Best Buy has everything. Like any, think, say,
sad
any
dads
ever.
On a Sunday. Great.
Absolutely.
I would love to see some sad dads
and
on a Sunday.
Who spends more? Who spends more than a dad who's sad and needs retail therapy? We sold a $5,000 drone to a man named Kenneth who walked in crying the other day.
Okay? Great. Well, people are addicted to us. Super sleek. What? You walk in thinking you're just going to look at an iPhone. You leave with a desktop and Beats.
I think toffee
headphones.
Gets a bad rap, but it's really just like sugar, molasses, and butter.
Well, that's, yeah, all
do you
want to
go get us
same.
Another round?
Of ice creams? Yeah, I'd love
no.
to.
No, of beers.
Oh, yeah. I guess I can. I mean, we all have fresh beers that just got around, but you guys will get the next one. I'll go get another round.
Fucking Christ. I feel bad. I feel bad, but I just, I know everything about ice cream that I need to know.
Vanilla's good.
Anyone can have that job, right? Am I crazy? Anyone could have his job.
I think we're being too mean.
Okay.
Are you okay? You're crying.
Hey, everybody. Here's the beers. I just want to apologize if I was like...
No.
Let me give
you a free taste of apology. I think I'm stressed out because I work around all these sad people and because Best Buy isn't really relevant anymore. So I just want to apologize.
No, you are relevant.
No,
we
not.
Are sad. We make bad products.
It's not.
That we break put, down on purpose.
We're so sad. We put our receipts inside little folders.
Oh, my God. We're both sad. Man, you're cool. Your
At
job's
Apple
cool.
Emails
we're just
you
jealous.
A receipt. Yeah.
Wait a second. Everybody at my job is happy because ice cream makes people happy. Nobody doesn't like ice cream. Except those fucking lactose intolerant nerds.
Yeah, got
clink,
it.
Clink, clink, yeah. Clink. Fuck those nerds.
Fuck those nerds.
As long as we're on top of someone, we're never going to get hurt.
That was a guy who was working at the Geek Squad, kind of rude, but it came around.
And there was a guy working at the Apple Store, kind of rude, but it came around.
And there's an ice cream dweeb by the name of JPC, and he puts two scoops of friendship and harmony. Okay,
that
I do
went
like
great.
This.
Okay, that's
I do
okay.
Like this
is kind of a new thing. That's
yeah,
fun.
It's actually not bad. Hey, speaking of new things, we have just enough time in the show for a couple of brand new segments Ooh. That I have introduced to
yes,
the show.
Please.
And each one of these segments has a little bit of a theme song. So, Casey, you want to hit that first theme song? Wait for the beat. Hey, riddle. I want to get calls on the voicemail and I'll hit play. Wait for the beep. Hey, riddle. I wanna get the calls on the voicemail and I'll hit play. And I'll hit play. All right, thank you.
I was expecting to look over and see you singing, but that's pre-recorded.
Welcome to the Hey Riddle Riddle voicemail.
How many takes?
You can always send a voicemail. Give us a call at 805-RIDDLE-1. That's 805-RIDDLE-1 to leave a little message for us on the Hey Riddle Riddle voicemail. Hey, you might even get your message featured on the show. Now, since I just announced this on the show today, we don't have any messages because no one has left a message
yet. Is that a real number?
Actually, Casey, we do have a number. Can we play our first message, Casey?
So what do I say?
It's the Hey Riddle Riddle voicemail. You can say whatever you want. You just leave them a message for the show.
Just like a message?
Yeah, like any say hi to like Adel or Aaron or me or something.
Okay. Well then this message is for Aaron Keith. So if you're not Aaron Keith, please don't listen. This is an anonymous fan,
no.
And I just want to say I've got a really big old crush on you.
It's not cool to do that as a fan, even though. Second of all, we plan to tell the show so people hear it. Just hang up.
Call Hey Riddle.
Okay, so that was our first message.
A crush on me?
It sounded like your wife.
I guess don't call the show if you have a crush on a person. Those aren't really the...
Unless it's
me. Look, you can call the show if you just want to leave a message, want to say something to us, or if you want to leave us a riddle, you can do that as well. Just make sure that you leave some space before you say the answer.
Your wife, Mariah?
So I don't know who that was. I don't know who could have gotten that number. Again, that number is 805-RIDDLE-1. Leave us a message on the Riddle line, on the Hey Riddle Riddle line.
Is this real?
Is this a real thing?
Yeah, it's the Hey Riddle Riddle line. It's season 2.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm suspicious of the amount of work you've done for this episode.
It's 805-RIDDLE-1. It's the Hey Riddle Riddle line. It's season 2. We have a new phone line. You can call and leave us a message. I think I can also text message from this number. So I might text you. I might call you back. But you never know. You never know what might happen, but leave us a number on the old riddle line. Again, that number one more time is 805-RIDDLE-1. And
what's the actual number? Because I don't want to figure out what riddle is in numbers.
I don't care. It's branding for us. I didn't get 805-RIDDLE-1 just to list out the real fucking number.
Okay, I'll figure it out, maybe.
Adel just gave it a call. It seems like he's maybe leaving another I could delete these messages off the voicemail. Oh.
Does it just ring until somebody answers?
Hey, thanks for calling. Hey, Riddle. Leave a message
It's real.
Hey, this is Adel, or not? I'm sorry. This is anonymous. Fuck you.
All right, that's a really great example of a call that you don't want to leave on the riddle line. You don't want to say you don't want to say fuck you to the host. It's nice messages are going to be the ones that get played. So that's the riddle line again. Sorry, we don't have more voicemails to play. I hadn't given people the number yet, so that's why we didn't have.
Can
more,
I tweet out this number?
Voicemails to play. Let's wait until the episode drops before you do anything like that.
Hold on one second. I'm making a call. Hold on.
Hey, thanks for calling. Hey, Riddle. Leave a message for the Clue Crew after the beep.
Hi, this is Veronica Peppermint calling with your test results. You're going to want to give me a call back fast because you have a sex rash and a butt rash and a face rash. It's all the same rash. Please call me back at 123. You are crazy. This has been Veronica Peppermints. I have a frog named Mr. Millionaire. Goodbye.
Okay. I also got another one here on my phone. Just popped up. Says, hey, this is Casey. I mean, anonymous. I was trying to get my call in before Adam, but I failed. Sorry. Fuck you. So this is working really well.
So great minds think alike.
Well,
great minds fuck alike. I'm sorry.
But don't leave messages like that. Leave real riddles.
Yeah. So that's three examples of messages that you don't need to leave, but you can call just to say, hey, say that you like the show, say whatever you want, but you don't need to leave messages that say fuck you to the hosts. We don't enjoy hearing those.
Yeah. We don't enjoy people being mean to us. And here's what I'll say. For all of Mommy's Little Maniacs, send us something fun. Send us something nice. You know what to do.
And yes, it is, you know what to do. And you know what? That brings us to our next segment. Casey, go ahead and hit that theme song.
If this just says exit song, I would be really pissed.
Mail! Mail! Okay, so that is the mailbox theme. I hope we do not get in trouble for using that.
JPC, we're protected by parody law, which says you can play 5 minutes of any song you're parodying.
That is the mailbox theme. Again, we haven't had the mailbox for very long, so we only have one package in the mailbox. If you want to send a package to Riddle, go ahead and make that out to Riddle, 6351 West Montrose Ave, number 267, Chicago, Illinois, 60634. Again, that's Riddle, 6351 West Montrose Ave, number 267, Chicago, Illinois, 60634. 3-4. Okay, let's open this thing up right now. Okay. We have a little package here. I'm opening it up live on the show.
What
okay.
is this?
Oh, if it's like
very cool.
Free merch or
very cool.
Sort of...
This is something that it looks like a fan has sent us.
Wow.
And I actually did. This actually did go through the mail. It was sent to us. It looks like it is a Kit Kat bar and a Reese's.
Oh!
That's cool. So, like, you could just kind of, like, send us, like, if you wanted to send
JBC,
us, like...
JBC, did you set up this address so people would send you Kit Kat bars and Reese's cups?
You can actually mail things to this address, and it looks like some fan has mailed these to us. I don't know what to do with these. I do not like the candy, and I will not be bringing them to Adel or Aaron. So... That address again is Riddle, 6351 West Montrose Ave, number 267, Chicago, Illinois, 60634.
Hold on. Actually, Nassim here. Do you mind if I put those both in my hand so I can melt them?
Wow, Nassim. Wow.
Good callback, Nassim.
Nah.
Very good callback. So thank you so much for whoever sent that in. You did not include a letter because maybe you forgot before you mailed it, and then you were like, well, I guess I could slip one in, but I have to open it live, and it's already been mailed. So you didn't put a letter in there, but thank you for the candy bars. We really appreciate it so much. Mm-hmm. And that brings us to the end of the show. So, Adel, Aaron, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Yes, I have three things I'd like to plug. One, I'd like to plug our new voicemail number. It's 805-RIDDLE1. Two, I'd like to plug our new mailing address, not a P.O. box, a mailing address, 6351 West Montrose Avenue, number 267, and that's Chicago, Illinois, 60634. And three, I'd like to plug JPC for all his hard work in making an insane list, creating two insane songs, and just overall being fucking insane. It's the delight. Thank you, JPC.
I would also like to plug JPC at all. That was a great idea. I felt a little bit like weary of us starting season two at episode 204.
Yeah,
I was like, that's a little weird, but I feel re-energized by this. I actually need to know how many takes those songs took. I've never seen you work hard ever, and I can't believe how hard you worked in this episode. It is jarring, and I love it. I feel great. This was a blast. Thank you for all your hard work. JPC, anything to plug?
Well, today's featured review, we're only going to do one since we're running a little long. This is from J.D. Keith, he, him. Entertainingly baffling is the title of the review. The concept. Three and improv comedians. Oh, I'm sorry?
J.D. Keith wrote Catcher in the Rye?
Yes, yes. The concept. Three improv comedians try to solve riddles and use the bad ones, most of them, as jumping off points for incredibly hilarious improv scenes. The execution, creator, and host Aaron Keith is cute as a GD button, her words. However, it is a little upsetting listening to what sounds like one third of a conversation. I don't know if the search for good riddles drove her insane or if she started out that way. The only thing I know for sure is how grateful I am that her imaginary friends, Adil Rifai and John Patrick Cohen, aren't real. This is a good example of a very fun joke review. Keep them coming. I love the joke reviews.
Is that true? Okay. I'm like one bad head cold away from thinking you two are actually my imaginary friends.
I do love how I said cute as a GD button and I was like, I love that. And I said her words, and she goes, oh.
Oh, never mind.
Never mind.
If you want to get your review featured on the show, just go to Apple iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, and maybe we read your review one of these days.
And I can't stress enough, that mailing address that JPC was kind enough to set up, maybe think about, I don't know, sending us some riddle books?
Yeah, we can. You can send us whatever fits in a box to that address. We would love
some riddle books. So season two can continue? We'll see.
But don't send me food because I live on the other side of the country.
Yeah, and I will, if you do want to send things to Erin, you can, and then I will repackage them and send them out to her in bulk packages, but I gotta tell you, I don't
He's
know,
not
maybe
gonna
don't
do that.
Do that.
We'll give it to Erin anytime she's in town for a live show.
And with that, dear listeners, remember, you can always send it to that mailing address, but please do make sure that you send it to Chicago. Erin, what is the one place that they absolutely should not send things to?
I should say something different. If it's season two, what should I start saying?
Oh, God. Well, I mean, we're almost out of planets between the Patreon and the review crew and
Pluto.
God, what are the other? What are the? What's that?
Should I say Pluto?
Well, Pluto's not a planet anymore. It's just
Saturn?
A frozen chunk of ice.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saturn.
Say it again.
Whoa.
Hello for now.
Oh, I love the fact that we got these outros in here now.
And John Patrick Cohen. Beep, boop, boop, boop. Casey Tony did the editing.
Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Aaron Aaron did the music.
Mail.
Mail.
Mouth stuff, butt stuff, back of the envelope stuff, tub thumping, dry humping, wet clumping, clismophilia, people who earnestly say, that's so funny instead of laughing, Family Guy porn, family porn for guys, voyeurism, exhibitionism, patriotism, necromancy, feeling fancy, feeling up mannequins, europhilia, Eurovisionphilia, Disney adultism, hot wifing, cool treating, dairy queening, spider worship, saying, wow, like Owen Wilson, rheumatoid arthritis, peridium swiping, doomsday prepping, tailgating, Roblox, roadhead, antique roadshow head, treasure hunting, renting Tom Holland's Uncharted for $1, watching the whole thing and wishing you had that dollar back, pickleback shots, enjoying blowjobs, being a sexual little rascal, and reverse farting.
I think we need to make a t-shirt that's that list.
Hey there, Wets and Worlds. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We go to the water park with our special guest, friend of the show, Waleed Mansoor. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. And you get ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.